It is so hard not to slap the table and do the drum set on our intro. I love our intro.
I know. most people would never have seen us bouncing, but now that they have cameras
but
in here.
But now that we're all camered up in here, it really throws things off.
You're not kidding.
So we've done another hot swap of our guests, and we have Eric and Lynn Lindberg, who co-host the podcast suitably named The Lindbergs.
Welcome to The Lindbergs.
Yes, welcome to The Lindbergs.
So we now have people who are probably better at this mic radio thing than we are. So, you know, it's delightful. Welcome.
You guys are doing all right.
Not me. It's Lynn. It's all Lynn.
We're having a very good time on the first day of 2019 Attitude Adjustment here at EAA Air Venture. And Eric, you've been all over the field this morning. I swear every time I walk into a room with a mic, you're standing in front of it talking.
It's EAA Air Venture, and it's day one, and you hit the ground running.
Oh, man. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing this year, please.
You know, Lynn and I started the Lindbergs by accident. I'll say someone
by accident, darling. No way.
I'll say
there's nothing accident about it.
Arvin at the Lindbergh Foundation said, "Oh, I love that story. You ever think about doing a podcast?" And I said, "No way," because my wife Lynn is doing her own podcast for her business, and I see how much work it is, and I don't know how you monetize that, and what is a podcast anyway?
What is a podcast anyway? Yeah, I've heard that one.
And I talked to Lynn a little bit, and she's like, oh,
this is it.
We have to do this.
We have to do this, babe, because we'd been looking for a project to do together for a long time, but being married, you want to also do a project together that is a passion project and something where you can still stay married at the end of it.
That is critical.
This one works. It really works for us. And we are obviously in and around aviation, but our bigger theme is second chances. So we bring in really cool people and say, you know, they did some really awesome, cool things, but let's set that aside. And we want to hear about the hard, dark times and the times when things didn't go well for you, and give that message of hope of how did you spiral up rather than spiral down. And we want to just really be an inspiration for folks when they have a tough time in their life to realize there is a second chance.
Could you give us a brief example of what something like, I mean, without using names, I mean.
But oh, we can use names. Yeah. They're live.
We'll use our guests' names in vain.
Okay.
So just an example, Steve Smith, astronaut, he was the lead spacewalker fixing the Hubble. So I like to say he gave the Hubble telescope a second chance. He and all of the, you know, the team that did that.
The support team. Mm-hmm.
But Steve had this incredible life-changing event happen at age 11, where he ended up in the hospital for almost 2 weeks.
Almost died.
Huge amount of blood, almost died. And it changed his life. And it was a formative piece that, you know, when you hear it, like the hairs on the back of your neck go up. We all experience challenges. And so when we hear those from someone like Steve, mm-hmm. or Sally.
With the brain tumor, yep.
Yeah. It gives you hope that you can get through whatever you're facing, because we all face these things.
Well, and Steve's example was pretty interesting, because we ask all of them, if you could go back and not have that challenge ever happen in your life, would you erase that? And Steve, for example, well, his first response was, wow, nobody's asked me that before. And he's been interviewed by everybody. And then he said, you know, I would have that challenge happen again, because it's what made me who I am and made me the person that could become an astronaut, which is amazing. Yeah.
He did say he didn't wish that his parents would have to go through that again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. That's understandable, because mm-hmm. there's angst and, you know, it's trauma.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody mm-hmm. wants to go through trauma, and certainly doesn't want to go through it again.
Yeah. Exactly.
And yet we're here on Earth and we're alive, and there is no way to get out of this life alive. And so we're predestined for challenges at some point, and
Although he's already, as an astronaut, he's already beat one of those rules, which is you're not getting off this rock alive.
Right. And he got back on.
I was going to say, he came back.
Exactly.
But, you know, it would be very interesting. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the podcast now, mm-hmm. because I've always wondered. My wife had one of these life-altering experiences when she was, in her 20s, mm-hmm. with toxic shock, and she almost died. And she said it changed her, but we've never been able to pin down that. What was that thing? You know, did you see a sign somewhere that said, go this way, not that way? Or have you ever been able to grasp what that thing is that gets people going?
The magic thing. You know, I think a lot of what we hear is they're making the best of what they have. So the thing is, in their mind, they don't allow failure as a human to be a choice. They say, I am going to thrive. I'm going to survive. I don't know how. I don't know when. It seems dark and hopeless now, but I'm never going to give up on figuring out what it is. I'm never going to give up on myself. And it's letting go of the shoulds. You know, life should be this way. It shouldn't have happened. And when you let go of should, that is so freeing for people.
This is a huge...
Now you tell me this.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Like, we don't
you
have
should
training.
Have known that.
Yeah.
But we really don't have training. They don't prepare us for these challenges in life. We go to school and we learn about mathematics and reading and so forth, but some of the real hard life stuff that comes there... You're facing it on your own or maybe with some mentors or family, and there are lots of themes that are sort of recurring now, and one of them is that people wouldn't trade those challenges for a different life because they learned so much and they grew so much from it. So leaning into those challenges and growing out of it is really seems to be the golden theme.
Well, and fear is not to be feared. Fear is part of the human experience, working through it, and you know, it's such an old brain kind of thing, as is PTSD.
Yes.
And sure. I think that a lot of people don't understand that when you have that formative moment, and it's traumatic like that, you probably do have PTSD. So there's a whole complex series of things going on, and the people who can get treatment for that early and work it out and mm-hmm. work through it tend to have much more successful trajectories, I would think.
I think we have no idea what you're talking about. We've never lived through any of this.
I've never had any second chances.
Life for us has been so easy. That's why we're telling everybody how to do it.
Okay, so let's pick one of you. How about you, Eric?
All right.
What was your life challenging moment?
Oh, you know, for me...
Other than being told you were going to do a podcast.
Oh, yeah, right. Say, other than being married to me.
You know, I think for me personally, I grew up being very physical, state champion gymnast. My whole sense of self was physical, and I got rheumatoid arthritis when I turned 21, and by age 30, I couldn't walk. I had both of my knees totally replaced and had other carpentry done on my body, and rock bottom came when my knees were replaced, and then got better. I was able to grow from that, but it rocked my sense of who I was, my sense of self. It stole it. It took it away. Until I let go of that sense of self, I was destined to go down. And once I kind of let go and could become vulnerable, I could build a new construct of who I was. And that's freed me to, you know, fly across the Atlantic and, you know, help jumpstart the private spaceflight industry and my career with Lance Air and now starting a new business in urban air mobility and Vertigo. We're successful now.
You're going.
And we went through a valley of doom with that business also. So we're on our second chance. We're now funded. We have revenue. It's amazing. And Lynn has her own suite of stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're walking examples. I think we all are.
I would agree with you. I think we all are. If you get to a certain age, it's unlikely that you haven't had that moment. or two or three of them in your life.
Or 12.
Or 12. There you go.
Yeah. And the podcast has been just a wonderful thing for us as a married couple because we've learned a lot about each other. And I've actually made him cry twice on the podcast because I'm a pretty good interviewer. Because we go deep. We're not afraid of going deep and digging and really learning about our people and each other.
That's where the gold is.
And how long have you been doing the podcast?
This is new. We're just a couple months in.
Oh,
12,
wow.
12 episodes.
So yeah. Where can people find information and listen to the podcast?
You can find it at thelindberghs.com. It's thelindberghs.com.
That's with mouthful. The S. That's with very, S. very important.
The Lindberghs.
Yes.
The
Lindberghs. That's a plural.
And you're cutting, you said you've cut 12 so far?
We've cut 12, yep.
All right. So you're trying to make this a monthly deal?
No,
or?
This is every week between now and the 100th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh, every week.
Every week between now and the 100th anniversary of Charles Lindbergh. So we have about 390 episodes to go.
Oh, wow.
So okay. There is a little name recognition, though, that yes. when people hear your name. Mm-hmm. But sure. One last quick question is that do you think that what happened with Charles Lindbergh taking that first big leap across the Atlantic, does that sort of permeate your relationship in terms of what you're always thinking about when you're creating a podcast and say, wow, you know, Grandma did it. We want to do it, too, or something. I don't know.
I don't know how that legacy can't sort of affect your life, and it's both positive and negative.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working through that stuff on the episodes, so it's fascinating to kind of get into it and then go places we didn't really anticipate.
We're really some of the first Lindberghs that are coming really out and open about what's just about more about the Lindbergh history and story.
And are you coming. Both here on the show route somewhere this week, or would
yes.
people find where would they find you?
Where would they find us, dear?
Yeah, the Urban Air Mobility Showcase over in D11 in Aviation Gateway Park.